It's Wednesday, October 29th, 2025. We just caught with Loveless with her pants down. InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today. Well, we're now entering the 282nd day of the return of the American Republic, and the fireworks and the sparks are a-flying. And we just had the ultra-massive hurricane smash into Jamaica, and then Cuba, Haiti, the Dominican Republic, that island formerly known as Hispaniola. A lot of death, a lot of destruction. Certainly pray for those folks. Monster Melissa direct hit Jamaica, hell bent at 185 miles an hour. Mass destruction, storm of the century. And this time it's not hype. We've actually, since the late 90s, had the slowest hurricane seasons on record. But the media still hyped it up and lied about that. Said, oh, global warming, record storms. No, 185 miles an hour is a typhoon. Now, typhoons are in the Pacific, and they turn the other direction, just like toilets turn the other direction, you know, water going into a whirlpool. All deals with the gravity and the Earth's spin. But typhoons get up to 185. I've never heard of a hurricane hitting 185. And that was picked up by sensors all over the place. So that is not hype. That is the big Mac Daddy Kahuna. Now, it's broken up quite a bit and slowed down, but pray for those folks because that is a devastator. We've got more of the footage of the carnage and, you know, all of it, unfortunately, coming up. But yesterday afternoon, our great morning host and investigative journalist, she's worked at Fox News, you name it, Brianna Morello, is calling Rob Dew up because she works early in the morning and leaves by about 1. And she says, hey, I just got this from the DOJ, and I was just getting off air. It hasn't broke yet. And I just got this from Jim Jordan's committee via Senator Grassley's committee. And I gave it to her literally first. That's how dialed in she is. And Alex is listed in here in Arctic Frost. Remember, it was the 8 senators and members of Congress. Now it's more senators. But here's what we did. I talked to a couple different FBI sources last night and this morning off all the codes that are in this huge hundreds of pages of documents. This is just some of it. And it's all scrambled with codes and blacked out. But FBI agents that are in key areas, because it's all compartmentalized, know how to read what these mean. So I was told that it meant it was a giant dragnet, not just January 6th stuff or question the election. Oh, how illegal is that? Because they knew we were innocent of, you know, actually trying to attack the Capitol. They were the ones that did it, the Fedsurrection, the Democrat staged false flag. No, it was for stocks and bonds and money laundering and gambling and drugs, and it's everything. They sent these orders out under Jack Smith to all the FBI agents, all the FBI field offices of the country, and they said, find crime. And in my case, this is the one case we know because I don't know about all these other individuals, they did not have a warrant for the contents of my, quote, cell phone that is listed they have here. Now, we know how they got it. Through their Justice Department, Democrat Party lawsuits against me and the rest of it, and then handing that over to Smith. But the point is that this broke yesterday through InfoWars reporter and Pentagon reporter, Brianna Morello. Then about an hour later, Jim Jordan indeed released some of the documents and all the documents last night, or all in the new tranche. And it is a giant illegal dragnet against members of the Senate, the House, Trump's orbit, journalists, you name it. Just scandal of scandals. Absolutely illegal. To make Richard Nixon blush. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Methylene Red is the ultimate compliment to methylene blue. It's like Batman and Robin, right? This is Robin. Okay, I just took this, and I only took three droppers full. And I feel like calm energy, if that makes sense. I feel like if I want to go think about something or go deep into something, I can do that right now. It's like a sour warhead, and it's like, oh my God. And then I'm like, oh wow, okay, I actually feel it. Same way you feel methylene blue, you feel this. So
look at this, look at it.
Here's your normal methylene blue, right? Look at methylene red. Dude, that's a freaking tank. If you're taking this, you really need this. It's like, you know how Big Pharma always tells you, hey, if you get, you know, this SSRI, you're gonna need this to go with it. Well, this is the natural, more natural way to do it. You got methylene blue and you got methylene red. These complement each other and you need both of them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and get yours. And I think right now it's 50% off if you subscribe.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome to this Wednesday, October 29th, 2025 transmission. I am your embattled host, Alex Jones. This broadcast is going to be particularly historic. Overhead shot, please. Look at who we have as guest today. Investigative journalist Brianna Morello, with the latest insanely important groundbreaking bombshell developments in Arctic Frost. Nick Fuentes on all the big world developments taking place and the aftermath of his gigantic Tucker Carlson interview. Constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes on the waterfront. FBI whistleblower Kyle Serafin. Roger Stone. That's quite the lineup today. Now, as usual, and I get it, they're very busy, the House Judiciary Committee and the Senate Judiciary Committee, Grassley, have come out and said, oh, it's terrible. Arctic Frost, here's all these new documents we're releasing. Hundreds of pages we have right here. Turns out they were spying on Trump's law firms, people in Trump's orbit, in some cases without warrants, in my case. And then why is it up to us to actually go read the codes in here of what the investigation meant and break this? I'm not saying, oh, we're so smart. No, it's the opposite. It's frightening. It's worse than what they're saying. It's not just a J6 dragnet to find us doing something wrong on J6 that, of course, didn't happen, so they could never charge us. It is a dragnet for stocks and bonds and gambling and money laundering and anything they could find to all the FBI field offices of the country. That's exactly what Ed Martin months ago said, is that Jack Smith wanted to put thousands of Trump supporters in prison, but obviously because him being in the Justice Department, they couldn't release that information. It had to go through Congress, and now we're getting it. And of course, Ed Martin is all over the document, Steve Bannon, myself. But so far, and I'm sure there's others, I just don't know the particular details, I am the only person listed here out of 150, and I'm in the main top 40, that are the main targets, according to the document, where there was no warrant to obtain not just phone records, but my text messages and more. And I remember fighting their subpoena on the J6 fake committee that was ruled to be fake and illegal. They had to pardon themselves. They committed all those crimes, falsifying evidence, rigging testimony, and all that. I told them back when I testified to them, somebody answer your questions. Taking the fifth, not because of self-incrimination, but because you're criminals. I looked at Adam Schiff and I said, you're a crook. You've already been caught faking emails and witness tampering. And I said, you're going to go to prison. Notice they destroyed my testimony and 90+% of the other testimonies. They didn't like what I said. They didn't like it one bit. I told them, you're crooks, you're behind the attack. And of course, it's all come out. They were Nancy Pelosi, all of them. So I want to go through some of this. I'm not going to spend the whole day on it, but I'm going to pop in with Brianna Morello on it, who broke it, was first to get it. And then I'm going to speak some with Kyle Serafin on it, who's an expert, former FBI agent, understands this. But that I called him to get his expertise on this. He said, listen, that's important. I'm happy to. But he said, this other thing that's going on, this is what you need to know. They got rid of the one FBI agent who was at one level over Arctic Frost. But his boss is still there, so we're going to spotlight this creature here today. And then Roger Stone, so much more. Nick Fuentes coming up next hour. This is a broadcast you don't want to miss. And remember, you're the Paul Revere's. So be sure and share the live feed from Rumble on the Alex Jones Network feed. Share the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X, the backup feed at AJN Live for Alex Jones Network at AJN Live. We'll put that link up on screen for you at AJN Live on X. And know that they have appointed a month ago the receiver from the state court. And the receiver was here 2 weeks ago and here most of the day yesterday. And is deciding when to close the doors. So I don't have any details of that. I don't know. He said it could be, 2 weeks from now is the quickest. Christmas, the latest. What a Christmas present. And I don't blame the receiver in the thing. He's not the corrupt judge. He's not the kangaroo court. He's just doing his job. I'm not going to be mean about that. Plus, it's like talking to a robot. So literally, the guy's like a robot. Nothing against him. I was like talking to a little robot. So I'm just... That's where we are. We fought. It exposed the corruption of the system. We're going to go on and fight even harder. But this is all the Democrat Party, DOJ, that ran this, that controlled this, that did all this. And they tried to use the bankruptcy process to do a fake auction to sell it to Bloomberg and The Onion and shut us down and did all the rest of their crap. And I can tell you, though, you add this new Arctic Frost information where you have Jack Smith involved with the Sybil case against me and the Democrat Party, the DOJ was running. We caught him. That's how they got the cell phone, which they couldn't get by subpoena because I beat it. And there was nothing in the phone. Didn't do anything wrong, but I just, as a matter of conscience and a matter of honor, I didn't comply with them. And so... I did tell him, if you want me to sign a sworn statement, my lawyers reviewed my phone from that year, and that there's nothing there. And I would say, if you just want me to pull things that say J6, I said I might comply with that because there's nothing there. We didn't do anything. Oh, us trying to stop people going in the building, all the rest of it. But I said, no, you're not getting my whole phone and my sources. It's not happening. They're like, well, we're going to indict you then, and they did indict me in D.C. Even the Washington Post reported this a few years ago. And then Merrick Garland said it's too political and killed it. Not that he's my buddy. It was just in the Washington Post that, well, he was like, well, Jones is up there on top of a truck. It wasn't a truck. It was a pile of chairs. Saying, don't go in the building. And they killed my indictment. So that's how intense and how crazy and how just out of control all of this has been. And the only reason I'm still alive or on air or not in prison is because of your support and your prayer. And, of course, in the final equation, God. So I'm very, very thankful for all of your prayer, your word of mouth, and your support because we're all in this together. But it's not just the FBI agents I talk to. And you can hand put in these codes and find this yourself. The codes, most of it's blacked out, the latest Arctic Frost stuff. Say about 60%. Still a lot there, though. But you feed it into ChatGPT and say, what are these codes? What does this say? And ChatGPT tells you mass dragnet for any crime of any type, not related. Alex Jones targeted politically. Alex Jones innocent. I mean, it's just crazy to have Grok and ChatGPT saying that. Because what's nuts is I'm talking to FBI agents, they're telling me the same thing. And they're just beginning to process it, and you can shove it in the computer, and it tells you this stuff. Now, if you ask ChatGPT who George Washington was, it'll show you, at least it used to, a black man. So it's got its political correctness, and so does Gemini and Google, but still amazing if it's, you know, when it's not being tainted. So this is beyond a scandal. And then you've got the auto pen on top of that, on a silver platter, the absolute corruption. Most of the cabinet officials wouldn't even see Biden but once a month or so, every few weeks. You had a committee. That's why Stone's coming on. We played it a few months ago. The archivist found it right when Biden was president-elect. Roger said, from my sources, they got a alternate White House, which they admit they had, headquarters for Obama, about a mile and a half from the White House, and they've got a committee that's going to run everything by auto pen. And he had that from inside. And now, years later, we have the chief of staff going, yeah, I don't want to go to prison. Yeah, I was getting $4 million bonuses if I did this. Yeah. We go to the committee and decide what bills to sign and what executive orders. And then this committee of Hillary Clinton and Obama and Jill Biden and a few other chief aides. And sometimes you wouldn't be able to get, you know, Obama or Hillary on the phone. So their aides would just decide. Turns out, two signatures of Biden in the record have been found to not be auto pens. So this was an illegitimate coup d'etat. Well, yeah, they stole the 2020 election. That's all been proven. Tried to put you in jail if you questioned it or investigate it. Ran the hoax over and over again that, no evidence ever found. None of the courts would hear the evidence. Bill Barr was running around behind Trump's back making sure they didn't. So it's been delivered to them on a silver platter. So here's Jim Jordan speaking a little bit about how wider this Arctic Frost dragnet was. He's talking about how wide the dragnet was, but no, it was a dragnet for any crime. And again, the massive takeaway is hundreds of Republicans targeted, patriots, people that the bad guys know are hardcore, that can't be bought off, can't be intimidated. I mean, it is a badge of honor to be listed. I mean, and to always be on all the lists. I mean, it's just, but I mean, that's what I signed on for. I said 30 years ago, I want to be like John Hancock. I'm signing it big and bold, not because I'm looking for trouble, but if you're going to sign your own potential death warrant, why not sign it big and bold? If you're going to go hard. That's where the universe works. God doesn't like cowards, folks. And so my problem is I don't have fear anymore. I had a little bit of fear when I was a little child of watch a monster movie with the over your neighbor's house. I remember being like 8 years old when cable first came out. We didn't have cable. The neighbor had cable. And I'm watching Alien over there with the babysitter. I'm just like, this is scary as hell. And then I saw The Thing a few years later, and we had a Labrador Retriever. And in the movie, the alien's taking over the husky, and it kind of transformed him. We're like, look at the dog at the end of my bed, who I love. I'm like, you're not going to turn into a monster, are you? But I haven't had fear since I was about 10 years old of any really type. It's actually kind of a problem for me because it's good to have a little fear to be on your toes. But now I just have focus and anger and dedication and anger that I'm not strong enough, angry that I get run out of energy, frustrated that I can't crush the enemy better. Now I still have fear at the edge of a cliff or whatever. They got this awesome place in Big Bend in the park called The Window, and you hike about 3 miles down, and it's this opening all carved by the water and wind, all like solid granite, marble-like. You can get right up to the edge and just put your feet down and be hanging out over that thing, and that'll give you the willies. But I'm not saying, I'm tough, I don't have fear. I have resistance to failure, resistance to being a slave. It's worse than fear. I become disgusted, and my brain feels like a ashtray or something. I feel dirty. I feel pathetic. I kind of like fear compared to that feeling. Instead of just like electricity shooting through my brain, just, I'm going to get you all the time. And I sleep at night. When I get up in the morning, it's just fight, 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 fight. Then I see other people that don't even seem to be awake. I feel sorry for him, but I'm digressing and I'm going to stop preaching. So here's a clip from Jim Jordan. Then there's another one. Representative James Comer demands Pam Bondi take steps to invalidate all of Joe Biden's pardons and executive orders signed by Autopen because under the U.S. law, it's illegal. You can delegate, I agree with this law, I'm on a helicopter, use an Autopen. And they have to create a note of it, when it was said, when it was done, and that's attached to it. You can't just say, oh, I'm at the beach, I don't even know who I am, you guys do whatever you want. They admit it was a committee. We didn't elect that committee. We didn't elect him either, but this is cut and dry. Here's both the clips.
Then with Jack Smith, what we've learned is it was much broader, much more expansive than we ever thought. And remember, this is the same Jack Smith who put the gag order on President Trump, who raided his home. This is the same Jack Smith whose two deputies came in front of our committee and took the Fifth 71 and 73 times respectively. This is the same Jack Smith who we already know spied on 8 United States senators. Now we learn all this. And this is why we want Jack Smith in front of our committee in a deposition format after we get the documents, and we can ask him some of the same questions we ask his deputies that they took the Fifth to, like a simple question, was this a political operation you guys are running against President Trump? I exercise my Fifth Amendment liberties. How many other members of Congress did you spy on? I exercise my Fifth Amendment liberties. Those are the kind of questions we want to ask Jack Smith and see what kind of answers we get from the guy who ran this whole operation.
Yes, and I think that the DOJ needs to take this and run. John, we've handed this to Pam Bondi on a silver platter. Yep, we've done all the heavy lifting. We've done the depositions. We've combed through the emails. I mean, this is the hard, tedious work of an investigation. Now it's up to her to bring these people in. If there's anything in the report that's inaccurate, if there's anything in the deposition that we reported that are mischaracterized, now here's your opportunity to try to defend the other position. If not, then the report is 100% accurate, and the pardons need to be declared null and void immediately. I would go further, but now this is me, and I would hold some of these people accountable for misrepresenting the president's health and for abusing their power as a bureaucrat in the White House that was essentially forging the president's name on pardons. I mean, you could ask a lot of questions. I know some of the people that were pardoned from Kentucky, these are wealthy Democrat donors. We heard from Jeff Zients that Hunter Biden was in the room where the decision-making was taking place on the pardon. Look, I don't think we need to say any more on this show about Hunter Biden being in the room with pardons when people have the potential to maybe be paying for pardons. We didn't go that route. We just tried to investigate the Autopen and the president's health and mental fitness. But I think the Department of Justice could go a lot further. I mean, to have Hunter Biden in the room talking about any pardons, I mean, that's pretty bad in itself. But a guy that we proved, John, and you all have reported on many times, was taking money from our adversaries around the world, peddling access for his father's position as vice president of the United States, having him in the room when you're issuing thousands of pardons with the Autopen. I mean, that's suspicious in itself.
Have you ever heard of a signing bonus or a performance bonus if the president wins re-election? His advisor gets a check for $4 million?
Yeah, it's outrageous, Jesse, but it really does raise the question, who was making the money here? Because here's the thing I notice about Comer's report. Hunter Biden is in a bunch of these meetings. Now, Hunter Biden doesn't go anywhere where there's not money involved. So I just want to know, like, how many Hunter Biden paintings, how many masterpieces did Anthony Fauci have to buy in order to get his pardon? What about Liz Cheney? Like, what did she have to pony up in order to get her pardon? I mean, you know that there's an angle on this thing. Follow the money. Somebody's making a lot of money here.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for being here with us today. Remember, you're the Paul Revere. Share the live feeds. Tell folks about the local radio stations. Tell those you share the feeds with to share it. Tell them to share it with those they share it, because that creates the chain reaction, which is a big deal, the biggest deal. Now, I'm going to go to break here in a few minutes, and I'm going to come and get it into the actual documents of the new Arctic Frost information. This is the coup d'etat, another big piece of it against America. This is the illegal dragnet. This is the persecution, and this is the entire FBI turned loose with literal bounties to put us all in prison, including yours truly, and to find any crime. And they couldn't find anything. Just like they can never get any Trump official, even low-level, to take money from the Russians. They tried to get me to take money from the Russians, and I went and reported to the FBI because it was the FBI and CIA doing it. And that's a sealed piece of information. The FBI knows about it because we went in there. And we told them, stop it. So this is terrorism against the people. But they couldn't find one Trump defender, talk show host, lawyer, administration official to be unpatriotic. They offered me $3 million. I said, I know this is a setup. Right there on the spot, they were shaken. And they couldn't find one person in the Trump administration to do the same thing. They even used sex ops, hot chicks on people. Not even a piece of hot ass could get people to sell out. But with the Democrats, just wall-to-wall criminal activity. In the old days, Republicans maybe committed about 10% of the crime. It was here and there. It was usually because they were pedos. Now the new Republican Party, 98% clean. You got Lindsey Graham with his fat war foundations and gets a bunch of USAID money. There's a few others. Mitch McConnell, super corrupt, Chi-Com agent with his wife. But justice is, you know, catching up to them and her sister. But this is a new sheriff in town. And the Democrats are totally evil and corrupt, other than like Fetterman, who's smart enough to jump ship, and a few others. I'd say they're not 98% corrupt. And the Republicans are 98% not corrupt, but about 50% wimps. About half of them are still wimps. I'll take, though, that over the Democrats. And we're going to continue to reform the Republican Party. So what I'm telling you is, I need your support. When you support me, you support your own future, your own rights, your own liberties. You're crazy if you don't share the feeds of the show. You're nuts if you don't share the articles and videos. Seriously. Those of you that do, you're awesome. Those that don't, we're in this together. Let's go, guys. But we got a limited supply of the new Ultra Methylene Red that complements Methylene Blue, or by itself gives you clarity, focus, you name it. It'll take an hour to go and everything that's in it. The bottle, for the same price, is twice the size of Ultra Methylene Blue. It is insanely good for you and works with Methylene Blue or without. We got a limited run of this made right here in America. It'll be sold out for a month or so. Current sales rates, it'll be sold out by Sunday night. Despite that fact, it's still 50% off when you subscribe. You can cancel any time, but that just means you subscribe. And each month, it mails it to you again. You get 50% off. Or just be a subscriber, cancel any time you want. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Cancel anytime. Get $40 to spend in the store each month. Special deals, special offers, special sales. Everybody should become a VIP. But go read the ingredients that are in this. I did an interview with Chase about it yesterday. Spent like 15 minutes on the ingredients. It is incredible, and it funds this operation. All you got to do is try Ultramethylene Blue or Ultramethylene Red, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, any of it, to see how great it works to become a regular customer. And that's what I want. Is a relationship with you together into the future. That's why I only sell you the best. All you got to do is believe me. Look at our information. It's the best. Look how evil targets us like no other, because we're good. Go to thealexandthestore.com right now. Secure your Methylene Red.
Methylene Red is the ultimate complement to Methylene Blue. It's like Batman and Robin, right? This is Robin. Okay, I just took this, and I only took three droppers full. And I feel like calm energy, if that makes sense. I feel like if I want to go think about something or go deep into something, I can do that right now. It's like a sour warhead, and it's like, oh my God. And then I'm like, oh wow, okay, I actually feel it. Same way you feel Methylene Blue, you feel this. So
look at this, look at it.
Here's your normal Methylene Blue, right? Look at Methylene Red. Dude, that's a freaking tank. If you're taking this, you really need this. It's like, you know how Big Pharma always tells you, hey, if you get, you know, this SSRI, you're going to need this to go with it. Well, this is the natural, more natural way to do it. You got Methylene Blue and you got Methylene Red. These complement each other and you need both of them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and get yours. And I think right now it's 50% off if you subscribe.
I just recommend the people's personal relationship with God praying to God saying, I want to be good. I want to recognize truth. I want to know what truth is. I want to open myself up to you. I'm an imperfect. I repent for what I've done. I want you to cleanse me and then show me the truth and then show me how to be a better person. And then show me after that what the mission is you have for me. And literally, if you do that through a process, it may take days, may take months, may take years, then the adventure begins. And then all of a sudden, you're being given like intel and stuff. Like literally just, you have to learn to go with it. It's never wrong. And it's God. And it's there. And it's your personal relationship. And then obviously, people get this relationship. They all want to teach other people it. And God says, get together in groups. That's great. But Christ didn't try to go get the Sadducees and the Pharisees and the priest class to join him. He said their minds were closed. He went to the prostitutes, and the tax collectors, and the robbers, and the thieves, because they were already outcasts. But that's where he found people that were already under evil's control but weren't arrogant about it, who were looking for a way out. And so, I think that's really what it comes down to, is a spiritual relationship with God. And there are some real churches and things.
But don't you find that? I know I have found that. You see sparks of this in the most unlikely people. If you put a list on paper of the people in your life, I won't ask you to say it out loud, but who you really trust or you talk to and you groove with them and they like know exactly what you're saying. You know, they are on the same wavelength in some deep way. It's not the people you would expect. Have you ever noticed that?
Absolutely. Most people get into media because they want to be movie stars. Most people become a preacher because they want to, you know, because they want to be famous and have power. And then you'll find like just the most just normal, unassuming person that has all this great knowledge.
Yes.
Because they already have all the power. They don't need power. And so it's just
they're connected to God's power. Is that what you mean?
Absolutely. And it's quite the quest because so many people are lost. And really, it's an inside job. They've got to somehow open up the channel to God. And then they'll see everything that's happening. And then God will give them a message and a mission of what they should do. And I don't want to say all churches are bad, because there's a lot of good people in the churches regardless. It's just that the last 120 years, the Rockefeller Foundation, the ecumenical movement, and all of that has really moved into the churches. We see that with all the rainbow flags and all, you know, the famous cathedrals in England now festooned with all the leftist, you know, graffiti and garbage. I mean, it's been captured, is my point.
God is gay.
But people can't get turned off by that and say, well, God's dead. No, no. Satan has occupied the so-called temples. But God isn't in the temple. God is inside us.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
And now the app's not just available on Apple, but shooting
we
up the charts.
We now take you live.
On Droid.
To the Central Texas Command Center. And the heart of the resistance.
Rallying patriots.
Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Go to the Alex Jones app, one word, AlexJonesApp.com. And you can download it for free on Apple or Android. It's in the top of the charts now on both. And on top of all the discounts at thealexjonesstore.com, you get additional 20% off on everything at checkout if you use the shopping cart. It's the same shopping cart, but through the Droid or Apple app. That is insane. But we really want to encourage people to use the app and share the app, especially with InfoWars very close to being shut down. We have the Alex Jones Network built. We have the bigger studios being built. We have all this just exciting stuff. We tend to go about 19 hours a day live once they can't attack anything I build. But when I'm working for somebody else as the news director, it's going to be spectacular. We're going to have folks with us like Brianna Morello, who is a seasoned reporter. She started out in Major League Baseball coverage, and then She's been on Fox News, Newsmax, as a reporter, as well as various local news outlets. And she has got so many incredible contacts. Her tenure as a Fox producer was brought to an untimely end due to principled opposition to New York City's COVID-19 mandates that stand for medical freedom and personal liberty. Today, she continues her commitment to truth and fearless reporting as an independent journalist and the host of the American Journal, dedicated to voices and stories often overlooked by the mainstream. She was already a frequent guest and filling in for us, and it's great to have her here at Brianna Morello on X. And let me tell you, this lady has got the contacts. She broke yesterday, an hour and a half before the Judiciary Committee released the information, Jim Jordan. One of the biggest bombshells yet, and there's been so many from Tulsi Gabbard's and from these committees, both Grassley's committee in the Senate and Jordan's committee in the House, of Arctic Frost and Cross for Hurricane, but now giant hundreds of pages of Arctic Frost. Jim Jordan committee released this with Jack Smith not just going after lawyers and people involved questioning the election, which is totally legal, but going after Steve Bannon, people like Ed Martin, people like yours truly without a warrant, getting my cell phone contents. And now we fed this into ChatGPT. I also checked with two FBI agents because so much of it's blacked out. The codes, though, tell you what it is. They threw the kitchen sink. This was money laundering investigations, gambling investigations. This was insider trading investigations. This was FBI field officers nationwide told, don't look at January 6th. They knew they'd staged it. They knew we didn't do it. It was find something on them. And they came up with, again, zero. Just like Russiagate. They have got a real problem with Trump's Republican Party because you may have some cowards. You may have some dummies in there. But, I mean, you know, you got Jasmine Crockett just got caught with secret stock portfolio. She never declared that she's still running. Felonies out the ass. I mean, that's just who they, and they keep thinking like, oh, Trump, you're involved in mortgage fraud. Meanwhile, Letitia James is a master of it. So Brianna Morello, thank you so much for being here. I want to get your take and perspective on this. I'm going to show what ChatGPT and Grok both said when we fed this document through it today. Again, I checked with humans first, then I want to see what they said. And the AI said the same thing. This was a giant dragnet looking for everything, including the kitchen sink, and they found nothing.
Yeah, they found nothing. And they were accusing those within the Trump administration and close Trump allies of being criminals when, in fact, that wasn't the case. They could have made anything stick. One would have thought it would have been something like these charges that they were trying to bring about, but they weren't able to do just that. A lot of these names that were dropped in the Arctic Frost document dump that came from the Judiciary House Committee yesterday, Chairman Jim Jordan's drop yesterday, outline everything we've kind of already heard about so far, but we're learning more about what Arctic Frost was doing, who it was targeting specifically.
We're learning it was much wider.
It was much, much wider. Potentially 111 new names of people they were trying to go after. I even saw Harmy Dillon, her law firm, was wrapped up into this as well. A lot of these individuals were getting their financial records grabbed up by this so-called special prosecutor. Now, interesting enough, Alex, your name was dropped in this, and I think that's the key point to this. I talked about it on my show. Barack Obama, when he was occupying the White House, he targeted journalists to find out who their sources were whenever they were covering something.
Well, they say Alex Jones's cell phone contents.
Yes.
Target. It's all a target system.
Correct. And we're going to find out more about that. Specifically, what did they send over? I look forward to digging into that as well. But it's about, well, were they trying to target your sources? Were you working on a story and they wanted to see who was Alex Jones speaking to? Because, again, they went around very creative.
Well, I know they tried to subpoena it and there was nothing to hide. But
yeah,
I checked actually yesterday. We spent over $20,000. It took lawyers back and forth, hearings in D.C., $20,000+ to beat the subpoena. Mm-hmm. And I said, because I'm not giving them. It's not, you know, because they wanted the whole thing. And I said, no. So they just somehow, got it.
Well, Alex, and this is a little off topic. I had the same feeling when I was working for a company and they were being sued by an election systems company. And they were asking all of us to hand over our personal devices so that they can make forensic copies. Now, I didn't do so. And I went about getting an attorney to make sure I didn't have to do so. But that's what they do. They do just this. They try to go about obtaining your records and to bring it into the federal government. That's what always my gut feeling was on this front.
Oh, they do. These big Democrat Party law firms, Paul Weiss, all of them, they use other civil cases to vacuum everything up, then they hand it over to the DOJ illegally.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Total civil rights violation.
Total civil rights violation. You can't even defend yourself at that point. You can't even say, hold on a second, I don't want them getting access to that. Let me try to put an end to it. Now, we see this as it was outlined throughout. Let me just drop some names that popped up in yesterday's document dump, by the way. It was Mark Meadows, Steve Bannon, Scott Perry, Rudy Giuliani, Jeff Clark, John Eastman. And then there were other potentials, like you mentioned, Ed Martin, Jeff Rosen, Bernard Carrick, who sadly is no longer with us. They were all listed in this new document dump as well.
That's the former New York police commissioner.
Yes, and he was working hand in hand with Rudy Giuliani during their state-to-state election challenge back in 2020. So I'm sure it had to do with that. They weren't happy that Rudy Giuliani was hired by the president to go out there and try to defend him on his election stance and all of this. And Bernie Carrick was by their side and all that. So that's what they were doing. They were going after the attorneys. And this is just not about President Trump. Again, I want to make this a bigger picture, too. Yes, this was a wide net that they were trying to cast here, but they want to make sure moving forward that if you ever have, as a candidate, want to challenge an election, that you will never find a lawyer willing to do just that.
Well, Norm Eisen and all of them, when Trump got reelected, said, any lawyers work for Trump, anybody, we're going to take your license and put you in prison when we're back in.
Yeah.
So they're openly like thugs. Hey, you Americans, you sit down and you shut up or it's over for you.
Yeah, and they did just that. I mean, they sadly have bankrupted Rudy Giuliani, and that is just upsetting. I mean, they even went after his World Series Yankee rings. I mean, this...
Well, they did it to me.
Yeah, yeah. As you know, it's the lawfare that's unbearable, and so many people are fighting back on this front. But again, it just goes to the great lengths that they went to. Now the key point now that we're learning about all of this is how the special prosecutor's office was also utilizing the FBI field offices. There were several interviews that were conducted by the field offices. Now, when you're a special prosecutor, you're not supposed to be doing that. You're supposed to be handling all that on your own. But they were, again, using the FBI at their fingertips, and they were using it quite freely. This did cost taxpayers, though, a chunk of change. For 40 interviews that were conducted, it cost Americans about, well over $16,000. So that's where some of your money went to, of course. It just highlights the fact that they were doing all of this. Now, I want to also highlight Jeff Clark's case, because Jeff Clark was working over the DOJ. He was working under Bill Barr. He ran two divisions. He simply was well aware there were election fraud tips coming in and simply wanted to see if the president wanted them to investigate those. And they went after him. He was one of the co-conspirators indicted in Fulton County, I believe. He is also somebody who received an FBI raid. They tried to embarrass him by pulling him out of his home. They did so much to this man. They're still trying to go after him through disbarring him in Washington, D.C. as well. But this document clears him as well, because it says that there was a letter that was suggested to potentially go to Georgia, which outlined the alleged election fraud that they had outlined, and that President Trump didn't actually want him to send that letter and stopped it there. So again, he was listed as a co-defendant, I should say, in that Fulton County case. They knew all along that Jeff Clark never sent that letter and he wasn't accused of any actual crimes, but they still went after him. They're still going after him today.
Well, here's just a microcosm, and I'm writing myself into this. I'm not like Hunter S. Thompson where he did it on purpose. It's because I'm a witness. I've experienced it. They subpoenaed all my phone records, all my everything in the fake Sandy Hook lawsuits. Never said what they said. I said I was found guilty. I gave all my lawyers my cell phones. They went and grabbed all the data out. One accidentally sent a year of a phone. That's how they later got it. There was nothing there. But there was a few text messages from Joe Rogan saying, how's the Sandy Hook thing going? And I said, oh, it's all a bunch of bull. It's okay. It's lawfare. Now, that was it. They used that to start trying to subpoena him behind the scenes, harass him, threatening him. And they basically even said to him, well, don't have Alex on and we'll leave you alone. Mm-hmm. So my point is, this is the DOJ using this whole thing to find any names they can to then harass other prominent people. It's stalking. This is all industrial level criminal stalking.
Yeah, well, they probably didn't want you to go back on Joe Rogan's show. It has a massive platform. People that normally might not tune into InfoWars will tune into Joe Rogan's show, and they don't want you to reach that audience. So, yeah, I'd say that it's a massive First Amendment violation as well. The free speech angle to all of this and trying.
Well, just imagine it's 1960. And you're Martin Luther King, and there were cell phones then, and the KKK sues Martin Luther King and gets his cell phone. What are they going to do with his cell phone? They're going to harass everybody in his orbit. And that's basically what this is.
Yeah, it's a bullying tactic, right? Because they're going to say, oh, well, look what we did to Alex. That could be you next. And if Joe Rogan wasn't a good friend of yours, he actually might fall for something.
Yeah, he told me about it all and everything else. But yeah, he was just like, geez, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
So they're like literally calling up, threatening him and his lawyers.
It's just so infuriating, right? Because, Alex, they're not doing anything to prevent this from happening in the future either. I mean, what have we done to make this a preventative so this doesn't happen to others? The Supreme Court not weighing in on your case either, which was, I think, was actually a disgrace to our country. Because the reality of it is, Alex, so much has started with you. Censorship started with you. When they started censoring you and saying, oh, you said some things, And they use that as the valid reason to push forward. And then everyone else, that net started widening, and everyone else who was critical of the COVID jabs.
And exactly. Once, and they said this in 2018. They said, when they don't stand up for Jones, these aren't official white papers from Democrats. We're going to go after everybody. But that's another microcosm of that. Like last year, Aaron Rodgers is on Rogan and says, Alex Jones didn't even say the things he said about that. But even if he did, he has a right to say it. Those law firms went out and said, Aaron Rodgers, we're looking to sue you. F around, find out. So Aaron Rodgers just defended me and they threatened him. Again, it's pure thuggery.
Yeah, it is. And it's totally egregious. And
by the way, the lawyer that did that is the former U.S. prosecutor whose specialty is putting innocent Republicans in prison in Connecticut.
Yeah. I mean, no surprise there. These are what these people do. They're hateful. They've got the system figured out where they could figure out ways to go after not only you, but those who defend you. And I think that's disgusting in itself.
Oh, but we can't get into it in full record, but you've got a lot of DOJ sources. They think they've gotten away with it. They haven't.
Yeah. Well, they haven't gotten away with it. And I think that's the key point in all of this. You know, we know behind the scenes there's been a lot of disappointments in regards to the AG and the deputy AG, Todd Blanche. Now, again, we've tried our very best to hold the DOJ's feet to the fire on going out there and holding key people accountable. And so far, we haven't seen much movement on that. But, you know, Alex, we're not going to stop anytime soon. We're going to keep pushing for this because this all needs to be looked into. This doesn't end with you, Alex. This continues on to others.
Well, I agree. But just imagine Aaron Rodgers. Well, we all know Alex. We can play the clip we just put on screen. Alex didn't really even say that. But even what they say, he said he has a right. They're like, watch out, son of a bitch. We'll get you, too. I mean, they're just pure thuggery.
Yeah, it's free speech, too. He could say whatever he wants to say. They just don't want him to say it. Because once somebody like Rodgers comes out and says something, he's got obviously a very big platform as well. People in the sports world love him dearly. They don't want your message expanding. They've been able to control the narrative up to this point. And if it gets any further, if it gets out of control, they can't do that. So, yes, I think that's disgusting that they did that in the first place.
Well, who's vindicated on not taking the shot? Brianna Morello, Aaron Rodgers, or Anthony Fauci?
Yeah. Thankfully, I mean, not taking the jab, we're all functioning. We're doing well. I feel bad for those who didn't listen up. I tried my best to save people, Alex. I mean, I literally was citing your work. Dr. Naomi Wolf's
people that don't remember that was you got fired over this. Tell people what happened to you.
Yeah, Fox Corp actually pushed me out. I was over there. They had actually moved me down under the phone call that I took a few weeks before. Well, I went from Florida to the New York City office. I'd moved up technically. And I was told, no, we want to get you in. We'll get you to produce Tucker Carlson's show once the slot opens up. So don't worry. Just make sure you're in the area. We need you here. And that was the agreement that we had. Originally I had agreed to. It wasn't until the day I moved in, I got a message forwarded to me from someone over at Human Resources saying if I didn't take the jab due to the New York City private sector vaccine mandate, that I was going to be put on unpaid leave. Then it also incentivized me to take the jab for a couple of $100. They were going to throw me a bonus if I got the jab by their deadline. Now, obviously, I didn't do either. And I had my suspicions because I was...
Remember the mayor? I'll give you a burger.
I didn't go with the burger either.
I get a fry? So creepy.
So creepy.
It's like, hit the clown, stick your arm in here, Georgie.
Yeah. No, but that's what they went to all these insane lengths. And you're like, what the heck is going on here? Now, I wasn't somebody who read that deep into it, but I figured if you're trying to sell me on this, I probably shouldn't do it. And they didn't have any long-term research into it. And so I got the call that, you know, you could apply for an exemption if you want to, but I didn't want to apply for an exemption, Alex. I don't think we have to ask our government for permission if our medical background or disclose our medical background or even say what our religion is. That was always something that you could actually sue for in civil courts if your employer tries to discriminate against you in those cases. So, and we knew too, the fact that Fox was pushing this private sector vaccine mandate onto me and to others, they knew that it was illegal because the Supreme Court already ruled that Joe Biden.
And now we know it was a purge in the military and everywhere else. They didn't make leftists do it.
No.
And Congress exempted itself. So we only got about 10 minutes left, but I want you to come back soon. You got to get here more. You're knocking it out of the park with the show. And the numbers were already great in the morning, but it's huge numbers. You're just totally kicking ass. All the great guests you have on, because you're not just an amazing talent and pundit and journalist. You are, I forgot, a star producer.
Thank you.
My goodness. You know, I'm telling you, you got your finger on the pulse. So. Let me just show. I'm going to get, after you leave, I've got lawyers coming on about this and FBI agents and people, but just a quick look. If you take this document, the latest Arctic Frost stuff, you got to be an FBI agent, and even most of them don't know because it's all compartmentalized. Some know this document, some know that. Obviously, they don't teach each area unless you're in that area what it means. And so we fed into ChatGPT and to Grok, what do these codes mean? And I didn't just believe this. I've checked with FBI agents what it means. They looked at stuff you'd expect, obstruction of an official proceeding, conspiracy to defraud the United States, okay, mail fraud, campaign finance crimes. So they're targeting members of the Senate and House and state lawmakers with campaign finance crimes. So how what does this have to do with, oh, we plan to attack the Capitol, which we actually know the Democrats did and set us up. I was there, folks. Money laundering, okay? Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, Bank Secrecy Act, conspiracy against rights. That's what they're doing to us. Civil rights violations. That's what we're about to go after them on. That's what they're under criminal investigation for. Yeah. Summary of key criminal codes referred. It goes on and on. Okay, so that's one ChatGPT search. We put in other parameters. It says, you know, but also gambling, gaming activities and financial transactions, campaign fund misuse allegations. This is what they're targeting lawmakers for, anything they can get, not Jan 6. Investigative gaps, and it goes on and on. Pennsylvania Republican primary leadership, Republican Party officials in other states. This is a total political attack, just like Ed Martin said 6 months ago, because he's already seeing all this. Now it's gone through Congress, so it's been released. This is insane. And again, what scares me is I'm sick of us always being ahead of the curve. It scares me. I don't want to be the guy ahead of the, I want to break 10% of the stories, not 90, but you know, you and others. It's just weird we keep doing it. Why didn't others think to stick this in ChatGPT or call the FBI? What does it really mean? Because it's got codes all over it. This is not just spying on their political enemies for J6. It's a huge criminal dragnet looking for everything, with all the FBI offices taking off real crime, human trafficking, fentanyl to this. This is a damn scandal of scandals. Holy Toledo. You talk about weaponization. This is the holy grail of proof here.
Yeah, Alex, it is. And this is why it's so important for people to be outraged by this, because what they were looking to do is to go after these politicians, to say to these politicians, we're going to charge you with all these crimes.
Well, they were going to blackmail them. They were trying to find something. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's what they were going to do.
But, but they came up dry, didn't they?
They did. Well, because there weren't real crimes committed and they couldn't even cook those up. You know, I spoke with Enrique Tarrio once he got out of prison, and Tarrio told me that the DOJ tried to slide him a deal where he had to admit that he somehow, some way was communicating with President Trump through someone third party to orchestrate January 6th. Now, because Tarrio didn't do so, he was slammed with a 22-year prison sentence. That's likely what they were doing here. They were going after all the key players close to President
Trump. Oh, they came to Roger Stone and said, we'll drop all this if you just say, you know, Trump was working with WikiLeaks.
Yeah, and that's exactly what they look to do. And that's the reason why they're stacking up those charges. They're going after everyone who's close to President Trump. I mean, people who haven't even actually been near President Trump were indicted in that RICO case as well in Fulton County. These are people who were just simply door knockers who didn't even know the president. They wanted everyone. The lawfare, too, keep in mind, they subpoenaed a lot of those attorneys, their finances. What were they looking to do? Well, obviously, see if they could find a crime, but most importantly, see how much they could fight the lawfare that was going to come their way. Like people like Jeff Clark, Rudy Giuliani. The goal was to bankrupt them, and they wanted to see how much money they had to fight.
It's a multifaceted attack. And then when they subpoena them, they get everybody else's records and they attack them. But then if they can't get Alex Jones' records, because I fought him, I've just fought 100% flamethrower attack. Nothing against Giuliani. He's an old, smart guy, you know, great guy. But he caved in bankruptcy in 6 months. 3 years with us.
Yeah.
I mean, with me, I just say, literally, lawyers are like, you're spending 95% of the money that you would get. I'm just total war, attack. Because I know the long game's the key here. But notice everything that's come out now, more, and now they're all under criminal investigation. Yeah, the investigations aren't over, dumbasses. And it's we're closing in, we're winning. I can feel it.
Yeah, well, we have to win this because, again, it doesn't stop at Alex. It continues on. But most importantly, they can't win the battle. We cannot allow them to win this. The conquering of InfoWars is what the goal is, and so that they could wave their flag over the building. But the reality is the audience has been so incredible over the years, Alex, to support you to keep the fight on and going and funding it.
Well, let's be clear. Exactly. The audience aren't an audience. They're activists. They are the InfoWar.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not just saying it to pat you on the head, folks. You're it, baby. You're trying to put me in the game. I'm saying I'm putting you in the game.
Yeah, and that's what's so key about this, folks. If you don't have the funding, Alex, to fight these fights, it's gone, it's over with, and then they win. So the fact that we're able to still drag it on, still keep this ball rolling.
Exactly. They want us shut down. People say, oh, God, all this money. They come to me in court all the time, and they'll tell my lawyers, why don't you just give up? It'll be easier. Give up and let you rape the country? We get it's a long war. George Washington lost the first 5 years of the war, won in the last. It's about perseverance. It's about going to the end. Yeah. That's how you win.
Yeah. And all the key players are going to have questions that they're going to have to answer. I mean, we're getting to the point where we've got some great people on our side who are looking into all of this.
Exactly. People that say it isn't moving quick enough. It didn't move an inch the first time. It's moved 1,000 miles.
Yeah.
And we got 10,000 miles to go. But guess what? It's moving.
Yeah. And I'm pressing all the key players in all of this to see who can help us out. So we'll continue to fight.
Well, here's the good part about it. People now realize it's a death battle. More people realize this isn't like a hobby to fight tyranny. So that's why they're going to lose. Good is finally waking up. It's over. It's going to be rough for us at the tip of the spear. They can destroy us. That'll scare everybody else. But they don't understand that when Santa Ana wiped out the Alamo, did that make the Texans give up?
Mm-mm.
And the opposite effect.
Yeah. Well, that's the other key thing here, too, Alex. I mean, you just talked about, too, how Joe Rogan and Rogers, all of them were jumping on board to help you out and just talk about what you were going through. I think that we've seen over the last few years that people who weren't stepping up to the plate are finally are because they realize that this just isn't a fight for InfoWars. This isn't a fight for you. This is a fight for everyone throughout this country right now. And so many people who weren't in there from day one, I think, are jumping on board now to help you out.
Well, we're all in this together.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, when Trump says they're not trying to get me, I'm standing in the way they're trying to get you. That's the truth.
It is the truth, yeah.
And to me, we know of hundreds of investigations. You know there's others. They've never found anything. I'm actually, but you know, normal people, there's so many legal, good ways to make money. I don't even think about how do I run a scam? How do I get away with something? That's a criminal brain. You study criminology. We don't have criminal brains as Christians and populists. And so it's like, we don't ever realize how evil they are because we think they're like us, and then they think we're like them. It's a weird thing that happens.
Yeah, yeah, and they're trying to take us out. The reality of it is, too. I mean, we announced I'm getting access to the Pentagon. We announced that last week, and we made the announcement, and all of a sudden, all the corporate media heads are coming after me, trying to find any flaw to go after me and to try to get those credentials yanked. But this is what they do. They are evil, Alex.
Hold on. That was the subject I wanted you on last week, but you were too busy.
I know. I'm sorry.
You got to come back on the next few days. Well, let's do 5 more minutes ahead of Nick Fuentes. Be sure we post on X that Nick Fuentes is coming on about a bunch of stuff. I like Nick overall. I'm taking the woodshed on the Stalin love. That's something I didn't know. I think he's just trying to be contrarian. But seriously, we're about to go to break. I want to come back and talk about that because the White House came to us. We had a correspondent the first, you know, thing. But back then, they still controlled it, so they didn't go to the independents. Now it's great. Now you see real questions getting asked. So they'd already come to us, hey, when are you going to send a correspondent, when are you, whatever. But then the Pentagon obviously respects you. They came to you separately and want you up there, which is great. We totally endorse it and love it. And just hope you're here most of the time or you can host up there, you know, remotely. But they flip out. Oh, my God, we will be inside the Pentagon. Hey, half the Pentagon's already listening, dumbasses. We're in the Pentagon. Yeah.
Yeah.
You idiots. They think if they keep you out of the Pentagon, that's some kind of victory. Now, of course, the Pentagon only wants you in there more, I would imagine.
Yeah, and we were breaking stories without access to the Pentagon, so we'll just keep breaking more.
But you're not blocked from the Pentagon. You're going.
No, we're going.
Yeah, it's beautiful. We'll be right back.
Real quick, I just wanted to plug the Methylene Blue. I'm a new supplement buyer from Alex Jones Store, and I keep hearing people talking about the Methylene Blue, and I'm like, you know what? I don't know what the hype is all about, but I definitely want to try it. And what I noticed is I didn't get the sensations that a lot of the other people said that they got, you know, like the tingling fingers and like this, you know, euphoria. But I do have an ample amount of energy, and I'm disabled, so I'm a housewife, and whenever you're at home, day in and day out, 7 days a week, it really tends to drag after some time. And there were things that I wasn't doing around the house that I should have. But now I'm getting things done like really quick. I have all this extra time on my hands now. And I really think it's the Methylene Blue that's been giving me the energy. And it's so funny because now like my silly husband's calling me a meth head, which is hilarious. But yeah, so I'm going to stick on that. And I actually have some bovine coming in today, so I can't wait to try that out. I'm also going to give that to my dog because, you know, I need a lot of help too. And I've read online that's really good for your dog if you give them like a small little amount of the food. So I'm going to do that. But yeah, I just thought I would tell you guys about my experiences so far. So,
well, Jen, thank you. That's amazing to hear, and we love to hear that. Honestly, I mean, that's the reason why Alex has created the shop so people can get, you know, get healthier and not be relying on big pharmaceutical companies, but instead take control of their health. So that's good to hear. You know, I fluctuated weight-wise too. And so finding something that works is really important. And not to get hooked on those like high caffeine, insane chemicals, energy drinks, which so much of us have relied on over the years. I literally was getting anxiety from one of them. And so I too am on the blue these days. So I guess your husband would call me a meth head, but it's good to hear from you, Jen. I love it. I think it's great. And I love to hear from you as well.